Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Find out what's going on in the world with your ADD news. Then we got more weird relatives in the final rounds. We got yesterday. We'll announce who won yesterday's head-to-head battle between the relative that picks out her hair and flosses her teeth with it after Thanksgiving dinner every year. And we learned as we met that woman, she also does that in other times too, not just Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. She's flossed with her hair in a lot of different situations.
Well, she needed it in a pinch.
Then it became
a regular thing.
Right. So that was
and she
weird.
Would also go interview people with an invisible microphone.
That's the other thing we learned about.
Oh, yeah.
She
that was up, the best.
She goes up to strangers at bars with a fake microphone and just interviews them for by the way, not for a radio show, not for a podcast, just for her own amusement. That's a weird relative. Let's see if she beat the cousin that goes number two in bags in her car a lot. One of them made it through, actually, with like 70% of the vote. We'll announce who that is and who they'll be battling, because today, two new finalists, two relatives that were both nominated by listeners to the show. Only one can earn the title America's Weirdest Relative, and that'll all be coming up next hour, plus your tickets to sold-out K-Rock Acoustic Christmas.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. Se habla español.
Hola.
Oh, wait, we don't.
All right, the World Cup is still underway. The U.S. men's soccer team has made their first appearance. They tied with Wales and will play again on Friday. But let's turn our attention back to the drama on the streets, where a journalist who is attempting to cover the World Cup was robbed live on the air while she was reporting on the World Cup. She had a little satchel with her, you know, one of those like crossbody shoulder bags where she was keeping her, you know, wallet and her ID and stuff like that. And someone managed to rob her, open the bag and take her stuff while she was reporting.
Impressive.
Very impressive. I guess the camera, like, because I watched the video and the camera kind of zooms in on her so you can't see 100% of her bag. So someone was able to like slip in there and grab her stuff while it like in that moment, which I don't even know how they were able to do. And then once she realized that happened, she went to the Qatari police and they didn't want to help her because she's a woman.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So she was like, someone just robbed me, and they were like, go away.
Dude.
Yeah. So
she's come back with a fake mustache. Someone robbed me.
Hello, I robbed somebody.
I saw some of this as well, and you know,
she's an Argentinian reporter.
Pickpocketing is not nearly as big in this country. I know it happens here, but the other countries have got that figured out. They've got it dialed in.
Yeah.
They're really good at it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's like an impressive scale. But
and
that's
they're
like a
probably like
thing.
Getting ready for the World Cup just like everybody else is. Like, okay, there's going to be an influx of people, right? Like, we got to be on the top of our game. We got to be able to pickpocket. We got to rob. This is like their Super Bowl. They're going to be robbing.
I met a guy one time that got robbed, got pickpocketed. And the technique that was used was so incredible because it was literally the pickpocketers going up to inform him what to be on the lookout for. Mm-hmm. They were telling him, our job is to keep you safe from pickpocketers. And as they were explaining the things that pickpocketers will do, they actually stole his wallet, which is so incredible. And that's like so brazen because they're basically saying, this job's gotten too easy. Let's go ahead
How do you learn something like that?
It's passed down from I think there's like families, like a fifth generation pickpocket.
Yeah. You will not be a banker. You will pick the pockets of the people.
Pick the pocket. I want to be a doctor, Mom. No. Grab those wallets.
Go.
Not his family.
Steal that woman's purse or we're disowning you. All right. When you think of iconic American fast food, I know the first thing that comes to mind for everyone is Wiener Schnitzel. I don't think I've been to one since I was 7, but still, it's an American classic. It's also a local place, started in
Newport
Beach.
My wife loves the Wiener Schnitzel.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. There it is. Didn't take long. So they have been around since the 60s, and one of their most iconic parts of their identity is
Tasty
that...
Tasty Freeze.
No, it's the A-frame buildings.
Oh.
I mean, they built all of those in the 60s and into the 70s and 80s, and that's what they're known for.
Buildings?
And everybody thought it was so cool back then that you could drive through a building to get your hot dog. It was like, oh, my God, I'm driving in a building. Whoa! And then their kitchen was all tiny, but it was very efficient. They didn't really have long drive-through lanes. So now, after all of these years, they announced that they are remodeling the nostalgic A-framed building, and I'm kind of pissed off about it.
Why do you really care? You haven't had one since you were 7. What does it matter to you?
I know, but I like driving by them and going, oh, Wiener Schnitzel. I remember the last one I had when I was 7.
Yeah, I do like it that it doesn't look like all the other places.
Yeah, like you always know it's a Wiener Schnitzel. And then sometimes you can see that it used to be a Wiener Schnitzel.
That's the weird thing. When a new
like
place takes over.
A really weird shaped Chipotle, and you're like, what is going on?
The best part about that place is they serve beer.
They do?
Yeah, the one in Burbank does.
Whoa.
Wait, what? Really?
Hell yeah.
And that's awesome. Can you get it at the drive-thru?
I don't know if they have a drive-thru at that location.
What do you mean? Sure? They're all drive-thrus.
You sure talking about Wiener Schnitzel?
I am positive. I've gotten wasted there.
You've gotten wasted at a Wiener Schnitzel?
Half wasted, yeah, and corn dogs.
By the way,
You got wasted in corn dogs?
I don't know. I don't even know if Jake's aware. Jake, are you aware of the video that has been presented to us that a listener captured you out in the wild? Do you know what we have?
Yeah, I do know about this? Yeah, I think so.
Well, this is proof that Jake does get real wasted. We have the evidence. We can't wait to share that with you next hour on the
show. Can't confirm or deny that this happened at a Wiener Schnitzel, but you'll find out.
Yeah.
All right, and then finally, there's a video that's going viral, and I know if you haven't been to an Erewhon, you've at least heard of Erewhon because it's one of the most expensive grocery stores out there. Also a local, I don't know if they're a chain. They may have a couple locations, but
there's more than a few around.
There are.
And I feel like they're always, I see a lot of signs, coming soon, Erewhon.
Yeah, and then you're like, all right, I will never go into that plaza ever again.
That's very expensive.
I went once into there, and I was like, what is going, I like freaked out and left.
We should force Allie.
Wait, what makes it so expensive?
Everything.
Really?
They figured out a way.
It is 7 to 83% higher in cost than any other grocery store.
For the same apple?
Yes.
They claim
it's not the same apple. You can literally buy like a 4-ounce thing of asparagus and it's like $15. Like, it's crazy.
We did a high voltage food review, Allie. I think you were on maternity leave, but we did it with that smoothie that was all at the rage for like a $25.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah. And they have like little ginger shots that are like $15. Like, it's crazy.
Damn. But that part I get, because all that stuff is just people that are saying that it's healthier food, so it's better. The things that I can't figure out is when they have, like, someone showed me they had a breakfast burrito there that was $15 for, like, this tiny little
tiny too.
Breakfast burrito.
Like, if you saw pictures of how small it was and then looked behind on the price, you would be outraged.
Yeah.
But
wow.
This woman, this TikTok video is going viral because this woman is a private celebrity chef, and she went to do, like, the weekly shop for the house that she works in, and it was a $3,500 bill at Erewhon. That's what they spend on a weekly basis.
Was that 2 bags of groceries?
Yeah, it was 2 bags of groceries. Just some asparagus water.
Well, life is good. Totally worth it. Quick break. We kick off another hour of the show next as we meet some more of the finalists for America's Weirdest Relative. Can't wait to figure out who made it this far. We'll do that, and then we will give you tickets for K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas as soon as we're back from this quick break.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.